Carolina. Heard from the Golden Gate you'd come back in style. House by the ocean, beating my heart again. Starting a family on nickels and dimes sometimes. All those yellow lines winding through the pines. Drop you in the ocean like a stone. Now your body's home, now you're free to roam. Laughing cause you know.
Singer-songwriter Brendan James. We just watched you play about an hour set at the Botanic Garden in Chicago. How was that?
Oh, I loved it. I loved tonight. You know, every show is so different, but this atmosphere was perfect. It was sold out. I could have played forever.
I've never seen a show in a Botanic Garden before.
I know. I had neither.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. Everybody thought, is it outside? It's not even outside. It's just in this super cool. But for everybody listening, we're in this like huge pyramid indoor building,
yeah.
Made of all wood, and there's just a grand piano and a stage. It's just beautiful.
Well, the last time I saw you was a little bit different. It was about 2 years ago at the House of Blues in Dallas.
Oh, cool.
And it was the Andy Grammer tour.
Nice.
It was Andy Grammer, Kate Vogel, and you.
Yes.
And I was just like, I love these songs, and I went and bought every album at the merch stand.
Thank you.
So what have you been up to, basically, I guess, the past year and a half? Just
working on
the EP, which is called The Howl?
Yeah. Right after that tour, I loved that tour. I wish it had gone on forever. It was so fun. But right after that tour, I started writing. I went home and kind of just, I was hibernating, basically, and I wrote this whole new EP. It's kind of dancier and more fun and more upbeat than I'd ever really written before. So I called it The Howl, and now we're going with the first single, and we're getting on the radio, and it's so exciting. The song is called Bring My Love Home.
Yeah, you played that tonight. It was great.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I always try and, I guess, make comparisons to other artists that people might have heard. So I guess for you, I would say it's sort of like, reminds me of Gavin DeGraw and also like Jason Mraz, like that kind of sound.
Totally.
Are there any other artists that you try and draw from when you're performing?
Yeah, you know,
I mean, I guess you try and be authentic as much as possible.
Yeah, I try to, my goal is to be one of the best performers, you know, ever. It's a goal of mine. It might take me years and years, but I just look to the, you know, I think of Elton John sometimes. If you look at old footage of Elton, you know, he just loses his mind on stage.
Yeah.
He plays piano upside down, and, you know, I'm not sure if I'll go for all the outfits, but I really want to go for it on stage. I want to take it to the next level.
So. And I think the stories that you tell in between your songs really add an element to the show and just
Thanks.
Give it so much more. Have you always sort of had that style, or was that something that evolved over time?
It's a fine balance. I've always had the stories inside my head, and I just never, you know, I'm learning how to incorporate the stories into the set now, because I have a lot of things I want to say, but I also have a lot of songs I want to sing. So I love both. I love telling the stories, and I love singing the songs. Hopefully I can marry the two, you know, for my career.
So when you're putting together an EP, do you usually write a bunch and then end up throwing some out? Or how long do you spend on average working on an album?
I am sort of known for not throwing songs out. I don't write a ton of songs for one album. I usually just like write the songs I want to finish, which is a totally, you know, strange process to some writers, because some writers write a bunch and then throw out. I just don't like throwing out my babies. So,
yeah.
It usually takes me about, I don't know, a year to write an album. About a year, maybe a year and a half to make it good.
And do you have always a theme you're going for, or do you sort of wait and see how it shapes up?
Well, for example, I have no idea what my next album will be like, because I'm not thinking about it, and I'm just so proud of this new EP. But it's funny, I have no idea what the next one will be like. Hopefully just something hits me and I write an album.
Do you usually put aside like dedicated songwriting time, or is it like something will hit you in the middle of the night or on an airplane or something like that and you'll just start writing?
I don't usually just like get hit in the face with an idea and like put down my breakfast and go write a song. I usually just get little pieces of inspiration throughout the day. Maybe I'll go record a little thing here and there, and then like for a few weeks I'll focus on that idea for a while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And going back to some of your stories, you told a crazy, insane story about Carly Simon.
Yeah.
I was so excited to hear about that. Basically, you just mailed out your EP. She got it. She liked it and invited you to sing with her and then eventually write some songs at her house.
Yeah.
Was that the craziest thing that's happened to you in your career
up
to this point?
It was amazing, because it's so rare that an artist of her caliber who's done so much takes the time to not only listen to someone's demo, which she did, you know, this is like my first demo I ever made. She listened to it, she called me, and then she kind of took me under her wing for a while and had me at her house and just told me some important things about the business and about songwriting, and it was invaluable. It was amazing.
And is there anyone that you would really love to write with or perform with in the future that's sort of on your list?
You know, I've been saying this actually. I want to meet and write with Michael Franti.
Oh, wow.
There's something, he and I, though, I'm more of like, I don't know, we're different artists, but I love his energy, and I'd love to tap into that, and like maybe I write the verses and he sings the hook, or vice versa. I like his worldly stance.
Me too.
He cares about the world in general, not just like one city or one country, and that's kind of what I'm aiming for.
Very cool. Is there something you just hope that everyone will always take away from your show, whether it's their first time or they've seen you multiple times?
My whole goal of touring and every single show is so people can come to my shows and just feel better about themselves and about their own place in this world, and then they can leave and think it's going to be okay. And not only do I feel okay, but now I can help someone else through their hard time. That's what I want them to do.
Well, I definitely think you accomplished that tonight. I really enjoyed the performance, and just thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me.
My pleasure.
For more of Brendan James' music, you can find him on iTunes as well as on Spotify. You can find his tour dates and all of his latest news at brendanjames.com. You can follow him on Twitter at bjamesmusic, and I highly encourage you to check out The Howl, which is Brendan's latest EP. You won't be disappointed. And as always, you can tweet me at ashley_9713 and let me know what you thought of the interview. Bye, guys.